Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for this is the day that you've made, and we rejoice and we are glad in it. We thank you, Lord God, for the peace that abides in our hearts even now. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue rising up against us shall fall to the ground null and void. We thank you, Lord God, that we walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor do we stand in the way of the sinner, nor do we sit in the seat of the scornful, but our delight is in the law of the Lord, and therefore we are the priests of the Lord. We are the blessed of the Lord. We are the healed of the Lord. We are the priests and the holy priesthood and the holy nation. And we thank you, God, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of every stronghold and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of you. And Father God, we stand in the gap this evening, and we thank you for the glory of God that shall be revealed even on this call tonight. And we bless you, Lord God. We give you the glory and the honor and the praise, and we worship you, Lord God, because worship is our weapon, and we bless you in Jesus' name. Prophet Naomi, let's open up the line and let's bombard heaven praying.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for this opportunity once again, Father, to come together in agreement in prayer and praise and declaration and thanksgiving. We have reason to give you thanks and praise, O God, because you're a good God. Thank you for all that you are doing and are going to do in and through us, Father God. Touch each one on the line, Father, all those even listening, Father, even on replay, Lord. Touch each heart, strengthen each one, Lord. Encourage our hearts here tonight. And thank you that you hear our cries. You hear the cries of the righteous, Father God. And we decree and declare victory in each area of our lives, Father God, that you will continue to give favor, Lord, and strength and victory, and continue to give clarity, that we will know and hear your voice clearly, Father, and know what it is you are giving us to do each day, Father God, and we will walk in it and not be distracted and turn to the left or to the right, but we will keep our eyes focused on you, Father. Thank you for Master Prophet Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan and the company of prophets, Lord God, and continue to just direct each one of our paths, Lord God, as you connected us together, Father, and globalize the prophetic, and give you the glory and the honor and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Father, we just want to thank you. We bless you, Father, for who you are in our life. We thank you for your mighty hand upon us, Lord. We thank you for ordering our steps this day, Lord. We thank you that you are God and besides you there is no other. We thank you, Father, for the life of all the people on the line today, my God. And we thank you, Lord, that you are God. Father, we thank you for the spirit of the living God that is upon us today, Lord. We thank you for power of healing upon your people, Lord. And we thank you, Father, as we are praying right now, Lord. We pray for those who need salvation right now, Lord. We pray for your hand to be upon them, Lord. We pray for those who are sick, my God, that, Father, reach them wherever they are, my God. Touch them and heal them, Lord, because you are the healer. You are Jehovah Rapha. Oh, we thank you, mighty God. We thank you, my God, for all the people around the world, Lord. Have mercy upon your people, Lord. We thank you, my God, that besides you, Lord, there is no one. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for your provision, Lord God. We thank you for your provision that meets all of our needs each and every day. Because of you and the promise that you have over our lives, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for the peace that extends beyond all understanding, Lord God, that you would continue, Lord God, to seek us each and every day, Lord God, that your grace overflows, that your mercy continues to be bestowed upon us. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for the vision that is over our lives, Lord God, that we would continue to move forward, Lord God, in spite of fear, in spite of uncertainty, in spite of the unknown, Lord God, that you make things all clear in due time. Lord, we thank you for the leaders of our households, Lord God. We pray over their minds, their bodies right now, Lord God, that the Holy Spirit will continue to lead them in all choices and decisions, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for the anointing that continues to fall over our shepherds, Lord God, that continues to just flow onto us, Lord God, in this season. Lord, we thank you for all the great things that you're doing, and even things that you will do, Lord God. We thank you in advance for it now in this season. We thank you for the increase in our businesses, in our homes, in our marriages, in every aspect of our lives, Lord God, that we will continue to see your glory in all things, in your mighty, precious name. Amen and amen.
Next prophet. Prophet is Darlene Gray.
Amen, Father, we bless you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your power. We thank you, Lord God, that you have commanded us to be strong and courageous and to stand in the gap, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord, that your spirit is upon us, but you've anointed us to preach. You've anointed us to prophesy. You've anointed us to pray. You've anointed us to bind up the broken heart, to declare liberty to those that are bound, Lord God. And right now, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare liberty to the captives, healing for those that are afflicted, and a separation from the bondages that hold your people. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare victory and breakthrough for everyone on this call tonight, for every family member that's represented on this call tonight. Father God, those that are incarcerated, those that are in mental institutions, those that are in a hospital, we decree and declare healing, deliverance. Lord God, turn the hearts and your minds of the people towards you, Lord God. Turn the hearts and the minds, Lord God, of the people, Lord God, to your word and to your purpose for their lives. In the name of Jesus, put a yes down in the hearts of your people, God. Cause a surrenderance to be in the hearts and cause a spirit of conviction, Lord God, that your glory shall be revealed in every family, Lord God, that's represented on this call. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare healing from every generational curse, Father God. We bless you, Lord God, for the power of God that's even present on this line even now. We thank you, Lord God, for our leadership. We thank you, Father God, for our archbishop, for our pastors, for our bishops, for our prophets, Lord God. And we decree and declare, Lord God, divine protection for our leadership. Blessings, Lord God. We are the wind beneath their wings, and we thrust them forward into the purpose of God in the name of Jesus. And we bless our elders, and God, we decree and declare healing from dementia and Alzheimer's. We decree and declare deliverance for our prophetess, Cynthia Dawson. Lord God, we decree healing and victory in Jesus' name. We thank you for the miracle, God, and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Next prophet, prophet Booker. Prophet.
Yes, Father. Yes, Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you thanks and we give you praise. And Lord, we thank you, Father, for Lord, unto you, Lord, shall the gathering the people be. We thank you, Father, for having us engraved in the palm of your hands. We thank you for your protection. We thank you, for, Father, for your being our refuge and strength, our very pleasant help in time of trouble. We thank you, Father God, for your angels on a mighty assignment in the east, west, north, and south, in every country represented, even globally, Father. Your angels are already going before us, my God, making every crooked path straight and the rough places plain and smooth. We thank you for bringing every mountain down and every hill down low. Every valley will be exalted, and you, Lord, will be glorified as we exalt and magnify your name tonight, Father. We thank you for your blood covering over every home represented, Father, even now. We thank you for the spirit of power, love, and of sound mind. We decree it in the lives of the people, Lord. We decree the mind of Christ, Father, even going forward, that even with Lord, when the enemy shall come in, Father, we decree like a flood, your spirit raised up a mighty standard against him. In the name of Jesus, we decree victory in every area of the lives of your people. And Lord, we thank you for your anointing release, my God, upon the Lord, the leaders of this house, even Archbishop E. Bernard John, and pastor and prophetess, and leading lady prophetess Deborah Jordan, Father, the entire Jordan family, Barron's family, my God, even the families, my God, both far and near, Lord, to Jesus, that you're releasing your healing virtue, my God, and your comfort even to those, my God, who are custodians, my God. You're making a way where there seems to be no way, Father. And we thank you, Father, for, Lord Jesus, for your great provision, Lord, in providing for us, my God, prosperity as you send it even now. In the name of Jesus, we decree the prosperity of the lives of your people. And we thank you, Father, for the power, Lord, established by you in the lives of your people in righteousness to get well. And we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor, my God, as we decree and declare, let God arise and let every enemy be scattered, Father, in the east, west, north, and south, seven ways. And let the Lord of peace that passes all understanding be upon the lives of your people, because you are our Jehovah Shalom. And we thank you for doing it even now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Prophet Booker Cole. Prophet Booker Cole.
Prophet Heavenly Indiana. Father, we just continue to give you praise and glory and honor, Father God, thanking you for the opportunity to come into your presence once again, Father God. Lord, we just thank you for your precious love, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for how that you've met all of our needs, Father God, in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So, Father God, we can't help but glorify your name. We can't help but magnify you, Lord God, because you've been so good to us, Father God. Lord, you even said that, Father God, without that love, Father God, that our gifts are as sounding brass or tinkling cymbals, Father God. So we lean on and trust in and rely on that love that you provided for us in Christ Jesus, Father God. We glorify you for us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, I just want to hold up this portion of the world, Lord God. We thanking you, Father God, for your intervention over here, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that your ministering spirits, Father God, are standing over all the ignorance of man, Father God, but Lord, that you will be glorified in this instance also, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we hold up your people everywhere, Lord God. But we just ask you, Lord, that's to reveal yourself to them, Father God, and help them to understand and see and recognize your love for them, Father God, and everything that you have accomplished for them in Christ Jesus, Father. And Lord, we just give you all the praise and all the glory, Father God, but nothing but good will come from everything that's going on in the world today, Father God. Touch the leaders, Father God. Touch the leaders, Father God. Give them revelation, Father God, of your every move, Father God, so that they will be in tune with you, Father God. Let our hearts and our minds and our words and our actions, Father God, be in alignment with your word, Father God, and nothing else. And we just give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor, Father God, for the shift that you're making in our lives this day and at this time. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen.
Oh, Heavenly Father, which art in heaven, Lord God, we want to thank and praise your name for being our shepherd, oh dear God, so that we shall not war in this season, Lord God. We want to thank and praise your name for each and every prophet that's on the line, oh Father God. The prophet of my Elijah, dear God, anoint us afresh, oh Father God. Give us a new anointing, oh dear God, so that we could continue to speak your word, oh dear God. And Lord God, we ask a special blessing according to the Archbishop, oh dear God, Ebron R. Jordan and Pastor Lady Deborah Jordan, oh dear God, in this season, Lord God. Let us
just continue to lift up their arms and hold their arms up, oh dear God, for us to be the winds beneath their wings, oh Father God. Lord God, we just ask that you continue to bless our children, our elders in the church, oh dear God, to continue to let them lead us, oh dear God, to show us the way, to give us the wisdom that they have obtained during this season, oh Father God. Lord God, continue to allow us to be the remnant in the earth, oh dear God, so that we can smell your sweet aroma in this season, oh Father God, that we will continue to be the light of the world, oh dear God, to spread your word even more so, dear God, and bless our leaders, oh dear God, so that they can stand up on the word that you have provided, the foundation, oh dear God. Bless each and every church that's in the earth, oh dear God, that we will be on one accord to speak your word according to the foundation of the Bible, oh dear God. And Lord God, instill with us a clean heart, oh dear God, and a right spirit so that we can have a right mind to worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord God. Lord God, you said in your word, where there are two or three that are gathered in your name, you will truly be in the midst. And we want to thank you for allowing us to stand on your wall on this morning, oh dear God, to claim your riches and your glory, oh dear God, to claim and decree and declare these things that we're asking before you on this morning, oh dear God. We just ask that you bless marriages in this season, dear God, that you will keep them together, oh dear God, that you will bring them closer together, that you allow them to communicate in this season. These blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' name we pray and give thee thanks. Amen.
Prophet Joshua, Prophet Joyce Hartley, Prophetess Joyce Hartley.
Amen. Thank you, Father God, for all that you have done and doing in our lives, oh God. Thank you, God, because truly you are King of kings, Lord of lords, Almighty God. And God, we thank you, oh God, that you are our foundation that never fails, oh God. God, we thank you, God, for helping us to call on you for our daily supplies of in our spiritual powers, God. God, we thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us, oh God. God, we thank you, God, for strength, oh God. God, we thank you, God, that we are above only, God. God, we thank you, God, for leading us through the journey of life, God. And we thank you, Lord, for increase, God. God, we thank you for your healing power and healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for relationship healing, God. And God, we thank you for divine connection and bringing the right people in our life to help us to continue to move on to what you have and call us to do, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for helping us to keep our thoughts fixed on you and our words and our actions reflect on our lives for you, God. And God, we thank you, God, for clearing our conscious mind, God, and allowing our conscious mind to be clear. God, we thank you, God, for protection over all your people, their children, their family, and their loved ones, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for increase, oh God. We thank you, God, for creativity, oh God. We thank you, God, for divine awareness, God. And we thank you, God, that whoever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise us in judgment, God, they already condemn, oh God, because when you arise, oh God, the enemy scatters. Thank you, God. Thank you, Almighty One. And in your precious, mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you now for this time, for this opportunity, Father God, just to come before you, Father God, and just give you thanks at the start of this day. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for we know that this is the day that you have made, Father God, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you now for touching all of our leaders. We thank you for touching our pastors and our bishops and our archbishop. We thank you for touching our ministers, Father God, and our reverends and our fathers, Father God. We thank you for touching all of our deacons and deaconesses, Father God, and all of the prophets and prophetesses, Father God. Right now, I ask that you lift up the company of prophets, Father God. Lift up each and every individual that's on this line, Father God. I ask that you touch each and every person, Father God, that's connected to them, Father God. I ask even now that you touch even our elderly, even in our community, Father God, and lift them up and give them strength even now, Father God. Thank you now, Father God, for their contribution. I want to thank you now even for our children, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for your word declares feed my lambs, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for sending us the children, Father God, and I thank you even now for covering them, Father God, even as the summer end comes to a close, Father God. I thank you for covering them and even keeping their minds as they prepare for the school months, Father God. I thank you for divine healing, Father God, even over your people, Father God. Right now, I want to lift up each and every prayer request and supplication before thee, Father God, for we know that your word declares that all of your promises are yea and amen, Father God. I thank you now, Father God, for the healing, Father God. We know that you sent your word so that we may be healed from any disease, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for the healing, even for your daughter, Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Father God. I want to thank you for healing her, Father God, even now, Father God, and restoring her heart, Father God. I want to thank you for creating a clean heart inside of each and every one of us, Father God. And I want to thank you, Father God, for turning us from wrongdoing, Father God, even now. I want to thank you even now, Father God, for keeping us and keeping all of our community leaders, Father God, even now, and keeping our nation and keeping our president, Father God. I want to thank you for covering and favoring even the widowed, Father God, the fatherless, Father God, and even the strangers that are in our land, Father God, even now, Father God. And I want to thank you, Father God, even now, for we know that your word declares that happy are we, Father God, O Israel, who is like unto thee, Father God, a shield saved by the Lord, Father God. I want to thank you now for salvation, Father God, and I want to ask that you continue to just shew your hand of grace and mercy, Father God, even upon each and every one of us. In the masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Prophetess Yolanda.
Oh, Father God, thank you for your goodness and mercy. Father God, thank you for Archbishop and Pastor Jordan. Thank you for sorry. I thank you for healing. Thank you for healing Prophetess Cynthia Dawson. Thank you for my 2-1 parents. Thank you. Thank you for finding. Thank you for breakthrough. Thank you for promise of yes and yes. Thank you for putting a hedge of protection over the elderly and watching over them, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for them. Thank you, Lord, for all the members on this line. Bless them, Lord. Increase. Bring marriages together. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I give you the praise, the honor, and glory. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Father, we thank Amen. You for another opportunity to come before your throne of grace. I thank you, O God, for the angels of this house. I thank you for our Archbishop, and I thank you for First Lady. Lord God, I ask that you would bless their lives and increase them far beyond their dreams in this season, Lord God, and give them a new vision even now to take us into higher heights and deeper depths in you. I thank you for the company of prophets, O God. I thank you that in this season that we're laying down our lives like never before so that we can really hear from the throne room of grace in an even deeper way. Give us deeper and deeper vision, clearer vision, Father, like never before. Lord God, I lift up the nations of this world. And Father, you said that the heart of the king is in your hand, and that you would turn it whichever way that you choose. I ask that you would turn the hearts of the kings towards you in this season. I thank you that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. I thank you, Lord God, that your perfect will be done in this earth, O God. Surround us with your presence, Father. And even in this season, I ask that you would put a hedge of protection round about the nation and round about the nations that are considered in this threat right now. But God, let you arise and our enemies be scattered. I thank you, Father, for that. I thank you that this is the season that we're coming into divine purpose and glory like never before. Give us an opportunity to come into that purpose because now we're seeking your face like never before. Oh, God, I thank you for that now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
And Father God, I thank you, God, for all the things that you continue to keep doing in our lives each and every day. Just allowing us to come on this live conference call and just to speak and to praise your name and to give you thanks for each and every day and for each breath that we take in your presence, God. Father God, I understand that we are a new creation in this season, in this time, God. I need to stand for even the strength and the restoration and healing that you're even doing, even in the physical body of Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, even Prophetess Aisha Cooper, God. Father God, I ask that you send a rapid healing into their lives, God, and that you touch their physical bodies, God. Father God, I even even ask that you even touch every listener on this call, God, and even those that are coming back on the call and those that are standing for others in the gap, God, that you're even hearing their cries, God, and hearing our prayers, God, that it is sweet to your ears, God. Father God, I am so thankful that you are able to allow us to come together to share in this wonderful presence, God. Father God, that I am righteous in Christ Jesus, and I am also an overcomer over all situations and circumstances that comes in my life, God. Father God, I thank you, God, for even the financial restoration that you're even doing and bestowing in our families, God. I thank you, God, for that, and I even thank you, God, for even our children, God, how you're sending the scholarships and you're sending new opportunities, God, in favor in their direction. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. And Father, we just thank you right now, Lord, that even in this season that we're in, Father, we lift up Guam. We lift up the people, your people in Guam. Father, we lift your people up everywhere in the name of Jesus. And Father, we decree and declare even now on this morning call that no weapon that is formed against that people, Father, it shall not prosper, Father. Father, I thank you right now, Lord, even as you said in your word, Lord, that the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. Therefore, Father, you have the right to turn it whatsoever way you so choose, Father. And Father, I thank you right now, Lord, that you're going to speak into the hearts of those that are in leadership, Father. And Father, we pray in the name of Jesus to turn it around, and we rebuke the hand of the enemy that would try to come to bring confusion, that would try to come and bring wars and oppression and depression, Lord. Father, we come against that spirit even now. We plead the blood of Jesus against it even now. Father, we just thank you right now, Lord, that, Father, that you are not only hear our prayer, Lord, but you are perfecting everything that concerned us. And Father, we pray for every individual that's on this call on this morning, Lord. Touch, heal, renew, and revive them, Father. We thank you for favor. We thank you for strength. We thank you for healing. And we thank you most of all for the work that you have already begun on the inside of us. And Father, we give your name the praise, the honor, and the thanks for the work that you have already doing and you have already started on the inside of us. Father, we say yes. Have your way, yes to your will, and yes to your purpose. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen, amen, amen. Well, prophetess Naomi, I'm going to decrease so that you can increase, but I want to let the prophets know that I did get some of their emails. I want to say thank you. I want to acknowledge that. We're just getting some other things together, so by next week you should be getting something in your mailbox, in your email. So just bear with us a little bit, but it's working in the name of Jesus. Amen. Prophetess Naomi, give forth the announcement. Family, once again, thank you. We are on the wall. We are not quitting, and we are not giving up in times like these. We need to pray because we know that God has everything in his hand, and he's in control of everything. And whether the enemy desires to do something, but he cannot except God willed it to be so. So listen, fam, let us continue. Stay in prayer because we know that the prayers of a righteous availeth much. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, we will hear from heaven. Amen. So we want to thank Prophet Booker for being on the call on tonight from Guam. We just so appreciate you. If you can come on the call, man of God, more often, we are so be appreciative. And let them know, listen, there are some prophets in the state that is praying because we see and know what God has in store, and it's going to work according to his plan and purpose. Amen. So, Prophetess Naomi, I'm going to decrease so that you can increase. Prophetess Naomi, and again, thank you, family, and I love you to life. Peace.
Amen. Just want to let everyone know that we will be back here at 9 a.m. sharp, with our Archbishop, the Master Prophet, and we are teaching in the School of the Gods. And for those that know what I'm talking about, that is because you are part of the Book of the Month Club. Amen. All right. Is there any other announcements from any other company or prophets?
Yes, and yes. Prophet Darlene Gray here calling all temple guards. All temple guards, we are praying every night at 9 p.m. on the temple guard line. Please get in touch with Prophetess Evelyn Lilly, Temple Guard Evelyn Lilly, and she has sent out an email blast, and she is soliciting all Temple Guards to respond to her email and meet us on the prayer call at the number that is provided in the email that she sent out. This is for Temple Guards only. We are praying every night for our lead temple guard, Prophetess Cynthia Dawson. And we are coming together and praying as a united front to strengthen our temple guard department. Amen. Prophetess Naomi.
Amen. Amen. And also I want to thank you, Prophetess Darlene, for manning the call, moderating the call out for you back tomorrow to go over some things. But thank you, thank you, and thank you all who have been waiting and participating and really helping us to structure the midnight prayer call. I'm going to say good night, good morning, and have a wonderful, blessed Saturday. Do something fun and enjoy life. God bless.
God bless.